George Floyd had zero life-threatening injuries. He had COVID and he overdosed on fentanyl while breaking the law and resisting arrest. Now, what happened in the aftermath? Now, I don't blame George Floyd for the destruction of our country. I don't blame George Floyd for the decay of our republic. He's just a man that made some decisions in his life that may have led to his death. But what happened in the aftermath of his life ending? Democrats rioted for months. Remember, we covered it yesterday. I mean, you can look it up on the Daily Beast. 175 Target stores closed in the aftermath of the Black Lives Matter Antifa riots. Targets burned and looted. 175 shut down in the process. That wasn't George Floyd's fault. He had nothing to do with that. He was dead. That was your Democrat Party. That was your liberal progressive culture that did that. All right, I'm going to try to refocus myself here, re-energize myself here. It's just, I mean, this is such gaslighting. This is such injustice. Honestly, this is such a display of evil and or ignorance to say that Stuart Rhodes is responsible for the decay of our republic, the biggest threat to the United States of America. Folks, this guy was basically living out of his car, couch surfing for a decade while running the Oath Keepers. So, no. To not even comment on whatever Stuart Rhodes was doing that day or not doing on January 6th. To say that that's the threat to the republic, to say that that's responsible for the decay of our country is such evil and or ignorance. I'm in awe of it. I'm like, let's look at an example here. So you're probably seeing it today. The 3-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. And they're doing the same propaganda. And they're bringing her daughter out. And, oh, George Floyd was such a great father, wasn't he? George Floyd was such a great father that he was high on fentanyl and he was using counterfeit money and he was resisting arrest. That's how great of a father he was. And he was such a great person that he once held a woman at gunpoint, a pregnant woman at gunpoint with a gun to her pregnant belly while his accomplice was robbing the apartment. Such a great man. Such a hero. And I have the autopsy report here, you know, if you want to see it for yourself. It's public information. George Floyd had no life-suffering injuries. Says it right on his autopsy. If we could put that on the screen, please. No life-threatening injuries identified. All right, it's all right there on the screen. I'm not going to read it all to you. It's all right there on the screen. Now, he did have COVID, but okay. I guess that just shows you how stupid that whole thing is. Did he die from COVID? Did he die from the drugs in his system, like fentanyl? Overdosing on fentanyl? So the official toxicology report, George Floyd had zero life-threatening injuries. He had COVID and he overdosed on fentanyl while breaking the law and resisting arrest. Now, what happened in the aftermath? Now, I don't blame George Floyd for the destruction of our country. I don't blame George Floyd for the decay of our republic. He's just a man that made some decisions in his life that may have led to his death. But what happened in the aftermath of his life ending? Democrats rioted for months. Remember, we covered it yesterday. I mean, you can look it up on the Daily Beast. 175 Target stores closed in the aftermath of the Black Lives Matter Antifa riots. Targets burned and looted. 175 shut down in the process. That wasn't George Floyd's fault. He had nothing to do with that. He was dead. That was your Democrat Party. That was your liberal progressive culture that did that. You know who else that wasn't? That wasn't Stuart Rhodes either. It wasn't Stuart Rhodes that burnt Ferguson, Missouri to the ground. It wasn't Stuart Rhodes that burnt Charlotte, North Carolina to the ground during riots. It wasn't Stuart Rhodes that burnt Minneapolis, burnt Kenosha. No, that was not Stuart Rhodes. That was the Liberal Democrat Party's own movement. To say Stuart Rhodes is responsible for the decay of our republic is so evil and or ignorant, it just steals the soul right out of your body. But this is a perfect juxtaposition. No, rioting and looting and destroying entire cities over a lie told by the mainstream media, that destroys our republic. The FBI and the CIA and the Democrat Party making up fake Russian collusion, that destroys our republic. Intelligence agencies and 50 intelligence agents lying to the American people saying the Hunter Biden laptop is fake, that destroys our democracy. I mean, again, I got them all right here. Biden's DOJ drops all charges against Soros-backed Massachusetts caught lying under oath. That's destroying our republic. IRS veteran goes public as whistleblower and Hunter Biden criminal probe. IRS whistleblower speaks. DOJ slow walk tax probe said to involve Hunter Biden. Second Hunter Biden IRS whistleblower emerges after dismissal despite 5 years on case. That's destroying our republic, not Stuart Rhodes. These are the people who belong in jail for decades, not Stuart Rhodes. FBI refuses to comply with congressional subpoena on alleged Biden play-to-play scheme. Christopher Wray threatened with contempt of court for defying subpoena on Joe Biden's scheme. These are the people destroying our republic. These are the people that need to be in court. These are the people that deserve decades of jail time, not Stuart Rhodes. And me coming on air talking about this risks my life. So that's fine. They'll probably tell you, Owen Schroyer's responsible for the destruction of the republic because I was daring to be in D.C. on January 6th. Didn't touch anybody, told people not to go to the Capitol, told people to get down off the steps, tried to work with law enforcement to stop the whole thing, wasn't even there when the people like Ray Epps were there when they broke through the barriers. But I'm in court every stinking month. I'm on probation. I got to talk to probation officers. But hey, it's too bad I'm not a Democrat. It's too bad my last name isn't Biden, because then I'd be above the law. Maybe I should just identify as Hunter Biden and they'll drop all the charges. How about that? How about I decide to identify as a member of the Biden family? Will the charges against Owen Schroyer be dropped if he identifies as a member of the Biden crime family? Oh, by the way, this is breaking today too. FBI identified car used in DNC pipe bombing, but won't ID the suspect. Amazing. House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee re-upped demands for a comprehensive briefing on the two-year-old case over which the FBI has refused transparency. I wonder why. Your failure to comply with our request is particularly concerning given recent media reports regarding the pipe bomb investigation. So the FBI is also protecting the pipe bomber. This is outrageous. Okay. Okay, here's Joe Biden. Here's more of your propaganda. This is what's actually destroying the country. Joe Biden is telling you, if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a Republican, they are going to use the full force of the government to fight you. Here it is in clip 5.
Building cross-community solidarity and collective action to fight hate. This strategy includes over 100 bold and unprecedented actions that government agencies are going to take to counter anti-Semitism.
Can't even talk.
And that includes calls for action for Congress, state and local governments, companies, technology platforms, civil society, and faith leaders, all of them to act. Silence is complicity. all of us must stand united to affirm that an attack on any one group of us is an attack on all of us.
He can't even read. He can't even enunciate. He can't even open his eyes. He can't even wipe his own ass. Your president, Joe Biden. All right. Things took a real dark turn on today's transmission because of this news. It's just so sick. And see, I understand how we're all connected. Folks, if they can do it to Donald Trump, if they can do it to Stuart Rhodes, if they can do it to Owen Schroyer, if they can do it to Alex Jones, they can do it to you. And they will. Where is the sense of urgency here? Where is the appropriate response to this?
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 central at band.video.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
So Gen Z workers are not going to be faring too well in the workplace, and that doesn't spell good for us in the future. One thing I could recommend is I think we need to get some of these Gen Zers on TurboForce, which you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Didn't see the plug coming, did you? But here it is, TurboForce from InfoWars Life, 25% off. It's back. It's reformulated. It's in a canister, so you can scoop out as much as you need. You want a full scoop? You want a heaping scoop? You want half a scoop? You can get it all now by just going to InfoWarsStore.com and ordering TurboForce. More strength, more power, more energy when you need it, and it's long-lasting. It's got vitamin C, it's got niacin, B6, taurine, beta-alanine, acetyl-L-carnitine, L-theanine, green leaf extract, coffee berry, guarana seed extract, yerba mate, and Aleva ATP. Just some of the ingredients packed into TurboForce. It's in a powder form. It's in a canister. You saw the commercial earlier. People were fighting over the last little bag. They don't even know. We got it now in a canister. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and pick up your TurboForce. I don't know what you're waiting for. And that's my only plug today. I feel bad. I forgot to do it all throughout because we had so much information going on in an amazing interview. But we got another amazing interview, InfoWarsStore.com, and support what we're doing. It's you out there that fuel the jet engines that keep this whole thing twirling about.